WSBQ 996, monitoring the frequency.
WSEL 664 mobile monitoring.
Whiskey Sierra Echo Victor 843 mobile monitoring. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, we are mobile.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring. Good morning, GMRS land.
WSBU 202, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you today? Looks like it's going to be another beautiful day today.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go to work with the short.
Something happened there. You got a little bit of interference in there. I couldn't quite make out everything you said.
Yeah, I don't have the microphone. Things are a little shaky, you know.
Yeah, I think you said something about a microphone there. I'm not not sure if you got a loose connection or if there's some outside interference, but it seems like you keep your audio keeps cutting out with some static there.
WSEU 202. All right, there. Is that any better for you? Can you hear me? Understand me now?
Much better.
I had to plug in the handheld microphone, you know.
definitely makes a difference. Your audio is 100% louder there.
There you go, man. SEU 202 Scott over here on this end, over here in Roseville.
Hey, Roger, that's Scott. Good morning. Whiskey 7 Charlie Zebra, 810. First name is Paige, and I am mobile just south of Saginaw right now.
Over here at the end of 696 and 94, no doubt about that one.
Oh, wow, okay, you're way down there. Simon, get up this way.
Just 2 miles, 2 miles out of Detroit, yep.
Yeah, I might be down that way tomorrow morning. Not looking forward to that trip.
You're making the trip, that's no doubt about that, man. Just like a local over here on the CB radio. It's working good, man. It's working good. I take it it's going to be the MI-8 system we're talking on, correct?
That is correct. You're probably on that Detroit machine. I'm up here on the Mayville 550 machine.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I'm talking off the Mount Clemens repeater. There you go.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that one's down there. I don't know why I keep forgetting it. I guess because I never travel down that way. I don't have to put in the radio, so I don't think about it too much. I know there's one up north in Sheboygan County, and I just remember that because it's someone I talk to all the time up that way. But I don't have that one programmed either.
Yeah, I think that'd be Bob up there in Sheboygan. Yeah, we used to talk every morning, but I haven't had this on in a little bit.
Yeah, I sometimes think Bob's the only one up there. You never know. Yeah, that's considerably further up north than what I am, so I never put in the radio just because I don't go up that way. I should probably put Mount Clemens in one day, but I don't really get down that way either.
I think there's one more gentleman. I think there's one more gentleman up there that's in Sheboygan up there somewhere, but that was it. Yeah, but that's pretty good, man, that we get that far with that system.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying the hobby. I've just been in this for, I got my ticket about 6 months ago, and I'm really enjoying it. The MIA is a really good system, a bunch of really good people on it. Definitely no complaints, and very thankful to all the owners that, put the time and the expense into keeping it up and running.
Yeah, I've been running the CB, for years. As a matter of fact, I was just on it talking to my locals here in the morning. And I just happened to reach over. I heard you saying something, so I thought I'd key up because my CB's kind of dead right now. Nobody was talking. WSEU 202.
Yeah, roger that. I've been in the communications hobby probably since before the beginning of time. I remember back in the day, my dad actually had to use a call sign on the CB, so I grew up with one in the car, and then I kind of been out of it for a while, and then just got back into it a few years ago. I got a CB here in the car. I don't really use it much. I got a buddy in town that has a little repair shop out of his house, so I kind of chat with him and one of his buddies once in a while, but that's pretty much it most of the time. It just stage there all lit up looking pretty and volume turned down.
Oh, yeah, the roof of my house, man, it's got a big old set of beams on it and big old ground plane. And then, of course, I got an antenna on this base station here for this for this GMRS. But, yeah, I just got into this just a few months ago myself.
Yeah, unfortunately, where I'm living, I can't put any in. It's not super active there, so I'm not even upset about not having a base antenna up on that. And with the GMRS, you know, I don't really use it much at home, but when I do use it at home, I can use a portable and still get into the Saginaw machine when it's up, and I can still hit the Mayville one even with a portable, so, you know, not too bad.
Well, with this GMRS, I mean, you could spend under $100, and look how far we're talking, and what, just a few watts, right? On the CB, you got to spend a few $1,000, you know, and all this other equipment, man, just to talk local right here, 30-mile range, you know what I'm saying, unless it's skipping out. But, yeah, this is the cheapest hobby that I know of, right?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, it depends. I mean, you know, there's pros and cons to both. There's things that I like and, you know, about both of them there. Yeah, I used to have a really good CB setup when I was younger. I had a 50-foot tower in my yard with Antron 99 up there and Cobra 2000 opened up. And, yeah, that was a really good station there. And, you know, I regret that I don't have that anymore. But, you know, life goes on.
Yeah, I just run 1,000 watt on that CB. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm about to right now, you know, and it seems to be working good. But like I said, that's a kind of expensive hobby there. But just to talk on it, you know, and be able to be heard and, you know, that kind of thing. But this here is excellent, man. I'm pretty happy with it too, like you said.
It seems to me, I guess the comparison these days, CB to GMRS is, you know, with CB, it's like, let's see what you can do, and with GMRS, it's, you know, you just do what you got to work with, kind of a mentality, I guess, is the way that I look at it.
It's much more respectful talking on the GMRS, you know. Me and you can sit here and talk, nobody's interrupting, nobody's cleaning up on top of us. You know, it's all nice and gentlemanlike. On the CB, it's the man with the most power wins, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Every once in a while, you get a knucklehead on here, but it's not nearly as bad. And even the knuckleheads usually give up after about 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, you're right, you know, because I did hear one, probably, I don't know, a couple weeks ago or something. Yeah, got on there singing or some shit. Stuff, but yeah, it went away last. Yeah, that's correct. But that's why I like this better, you know.
Yeah, that's the downside about stuff being cheap. You know, speculation was this was going to turn into kind of like the CB band, but fortunately it hasn't. So I'm grateful for that. All right, I gotta take a break here. I gotta stop here at the store here and get some. Get some coffee here, otherwise I'm going to fall asleep. I'll try with you a little bit later. Pleasure making the acquaintance with you there, Scott. This is Whiskey Sam, Charlie Z, 10. Clear on your final.
All right, man. It was good chatting with you, man. We'll get back with you someday. WSCU 202, man, and we're back quiet.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Boulevard, come 295, monitoring.
WSF-8972, testing. Station, you're just a little bit shaky coming in here. WSF-8972.
WSAF-413, mobile.
Great. Station 421, a station out there, 421, WIUT, waiting, copy. Station 421, station out there, 421, this is WIUG, Blade 8, copy. What's happening?
There we are here in the mobile, and it's plenty doing this. The tour is over.
It's sounding okay, just a couple of cracklings, that's about it. Over.
Copy that. Yeah, we're stationary right now. Wind's blowing a lot of leaves around. We're doing it too. Doing a couple chores out here and this morning and afternoon now, and we'll be back home.
I don't know if you had it. I got my text yesterday or not. I texted you yesterday. I don't know if you got it or not.
I did. That repeater was down all day, wasn't it? Over.
That's what it was. And last night, I got to Cleveland. Over.
Copy that. 847, over.
He was out there, 847, about 1028, 1030, something like that, was it? I talked to him. He was coming clear, too. Roger?
Roger that. No, I was off by then. I was in bed. All right, we're going to get off of here, Jack. I'm at my destination, and we'll be back later. WRZS 218 in the mobile, and it's 280. We're going to be clear after your final.
Hi. Good day. Good talking to you and good to hear from you. Clear. W, I'm using you for your name. Clear.
Whoever keyed up there and tried to say something, all I heard was road noise.
Roger that. WRQP 347.
I could hear you that.
And it matters where I point the mic towards my mouth. There's something really unconventional about this mic and low. Anyway, thank you very much.
Well, if you got to shorten your mic or... it was all scrambled again. Even readable that time. Wherever I was talking to, you might want to stop and check and see if you got a loose connection. It sounds like a loose mic connection, but I'm not 100% sure. Thing I could identify was thanks.
WSFK 665 on channel monitoring. Over.
Fellow just teed up. I just walked out of the room. I'm back in a room. I didn't hear what you said, though.
No worries, it just came onto the channel. It's WSFK 665 on channel, over.
That time you were very legible.
the land forward in Bellfield Road. What's your 20 over?
WSB84 mobile and monitoring.
WSEL 664 monitoring mobile. WSEF-401, audio check.
WRZP-504, Sheboygan County, sir, have you loud and clear? WRZP-347, monitoring.
WSCI 783 to station 392, copy. Station 392, do you copy? This is WSCI 783 mobile.
WRBY 660 mobile.
Station 660, WIUG 48.
W660, sorry Jack, what's going on?
Yeah, nothing much, how about you? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm at home taking the kids trick-or-treating. Took me a second to get back. Someone sent us with no carrier tone, so it's like someone was, I don't know, someone's trying to, but they're just on Simplex for the receive channel or what. But I switched over to Simplex to try to grab, but I think I might be too far from them now.
Well, I don't know. You're sounding good. You're sounding excellent. I don't know what you did.
I fixed the ground on my radio and it made all the difference. I don't know if that was you, Jack, but that was inaudible. I got nothing.
So you were breaking up, but now you're sounding okay.
Yeah, I'm in a bad spot. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be in a bad spot, but the audio is excellent.
I don't know if it's you or me. Choppy and break.
No, I'm outside on the thin wire radio. Roger.
Okay, that makes sense then. You were good that time.
How about now? Is now any better?
That was about the same. You're good now.
So now I need you on your way home?
Yeah, I left early. Trick-or-treating starts at 5, I think, so just going to go home, change, and grab the kids, and then go.
That is the best thing to do. That's where I'm going to go. I'll go over to my daughter's house, grab 5 kids, and go out.
I wish it wasn't 77 degrees outside.
Yeah,
Jack, that handheld's not cutting it, man.
Mine? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, your picket fencing is staticky.
Yeah, let me go inside the house from a base station. Talk to you a little bit. WIUG 288.
Sounds good, Jack. WRBY 660.
How about now, 660, WIUG 288.
Yeah, that's better. Was there another station out there? I was on my other VFO and I thought I heard something.
Yeah, WSEX 870. I was just going to respond to you guys and say I can hear you both fine, but every once in a while both of you would drop out, like just a complete cutout. Over.
All right, I appreciate that. Was there any static on my transmission, or was it both of us, or what?
No, actually, no static on either end. It was just like blind spots when the transmission was coming through. It was just cut out completely and then come back in for both Jack and yourself. Over.
Interesting. Okay, I appreciate it. I wonder if it's interference on the repeater or what.
Very well, it could have been. Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, too. Over.
I think so, too, interference with the repeater. Because, you know what, that 10-watt radio is a good radio. It's not cheap radio. Over.
And Jack, you're usually in there pretty solid, so I thought that was kind of odd that you were. It was weird because you would be crystal clear, and then it would be static, and then you'd be crystal clear, and then it would be It would cut out completely. So that makes more sense that we were both doing it.
It could be that one blowing on a repeater or something like that between us. There's too many trees shaking anyhow. Roger.
Looks like a lot of other people had the same idea to leave work early. I'm at 34 and 53 and it's a parking lot.
And it's the story of my life. It's always like that. Roger.
Oh, you want to go trick-or-treating? I want to take a nap. This drive's been horrible.
Well, come on over. Take a nap here. I don't mind. You know that. I'm not going to tell you that anyhow. So, Roger.
That's a long way from home.
I don't think I'm too far from 53.
Yeah, but what mile road are you at?
By 23.
Okay, you're further north than I thought. I'm at, if the mile roads kept going, I'd be at about 42 mile roads.
Over here on Ryan? Oh, wait, very close.
I was waiting to see what that repeater was going to do because you did the same thing again where you cut out.
Oh, I think it got cut out. Roger.
I wanted to see how far I can run this repeater while I'm heading home on this new radio, but if it's acting up, I don't think that's a good test.
It could be because the weather, you know, the wind blowing and all that, it could be not accurate. But let me tell you, this radio here and the antenna is very accurate. So if you want, I'll take you till you get home. With no problem. But this is WIUG for you.
I'll run and see what happens, but if 850 is listening, shed some light, please.
Oh, I see. He just got a little bit of crackling, a couple of cracklings, that's about it. But audio, excellent.
Well, that's a start, because I'm right at the point where I usually would lose all signal. I couldn't even get into the repeater with the HD, so I'd hope it made a big difference, but antenna is the same.
Make a difference, a lot different. I don't know what you did, but you're really sounding good. Just like I said, just a couple, not much, really, crackling.
WRVY 660. Well, before I was running an HD with a mag mount, and now I'm running a 50 watt mobile with a mag mount, so got a lot more things behind it.
Right. I heard a breakout there. Is there a breakout there?
Me, Jack, 218. Both of your guys' signal is wandering, is drifting 2 or 3 bars back and forth, all the way to full, and then backs down 2 or 3 bars. So it's wandering. I think the wind is doing it. Over.
And oh yeah, I know what you're saying. That wind is really blowing, that's why. And the leaves are flying, so you're going to get some of that from the repeater. Right, Dakota?
If I'm being honest, I didn't know that wind affected radio waves, but I guess that makes sense. I mean, I don't know. Now I got to Google that.
All right, Randall.
Roger. Yeah, it's affecting both of you. Like Dakota was saying, it was just, it'd be good and then static and then break and then come back in. Something's going on. But your signal is wandering, both of you, from a Detroit repeater anyways, over.
Go ahead, Dakota.
Yeah, no, I'm curious what's happening because I've never experienced it, so I'm
Dakota, now, I don't know, yeah, I might have lost you a little bit, but that's all I heard, the second. That's all I heard. I think you got a lot of quacklings. Roger?
Man, I put in a mobile unit and all I get is 2 extra miles.
You're sounding better. I don't know what you did. But it sounded a lot better. No cracklings at all.
Yeah, there are a lot of dead spots on my drive home because I'm so far from those repeaters, especially this one. This one, God, I don't know what it is for my house, but it's not close.
What is that, the 550 Mayville repeater?
No, I'm going through 675.
Oh, I don't know, the 675. Last time I was out there with the guy in Port Huron on 675. Roger.
Cars can be directional as well.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I've got a 15 inch antenna and it's getting me to Mount Pleasant.
John? Are you on 51 right now?
No, I'm on 25.
And I really don't know. It could be the weather, too. You know, anything. I mean, you never know what it is. Plus, you're driving, so it makes it a little bit different for the antenna. Because of the swing, it never goes straight up in the air.
Yeah, I'm just kind of running out of rope. I'm pretty far away from it. There's a lot of stuff between me and the repeater, a lot of buildings, a lot of location changes.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know how far you are, but you are far away from the repeater. That's why. Well, go out there and get some of that candy, Dakota.
Yep, driving this time now. I'm home. I will hopefully it's off, but we have some truck valves rolling in. But, yeah, I'll catch up with you later, Jack. It was good talking to you. WRBY 660, I will be here.
You take care and have a good evening. WIUG 48. Station 218. You still out there?
Roger that, Jack. I was gone a minute. I had my first trick-or-treater a little early, I think. I hope that is an indication. I'll be running out of candy.
And it's too early right now, it is. It's not even 5, I don't know if it's 5 o'clock or not. It's got to be started at 5 o'clock.
Copy that. Little tiny dykes. Little tiny dykes with their mothers. But, yeah, you guys are breaking up signal. So I don't know. Something's just the conditions out there, I think.
It's been crazy weather here, back and forth, the wind is blowing, leaf is flying, and that's probably what happened, you know, all these things. We'll wait till we cut all that stuff out, anyhow. Well, I will talk to you a little bit later, Randall, WIUG 48.
Copy that, Jack. All right. Take it easy. WRZX 218. We are clear and standing by.
You on the Yagi, Randall?
Yes, I was. Right now, over.
Yeah, all right, because I can figure that out a little bit. You're on the Yagi right now. because it goes, you know, your voice goes just a little bit, not much really, but that's how you know.
Copy that. Is that better?
That's a lot better.
Roger that. Good old harvest. All right, talk to you later. WRZX 218, we're clear.
WRZX 218 is clear.
WSAJ 949, WRAS 504, you copy?
Who are you going to call?
WSAJ 949, WRAS 504, you copy?
WSBW 573 monitoring. WSBN 924, good afternoon, happy Halloween. I will be mobile and monitoring.
WRON 586, Northern Michigan, listening.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, sorry about that. I was just testing a little theory here.
WSEL 664 monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile. Hey, copy.
Is working or not. Anyhow, how's the weather by you there? It's raining here. Let me know. Give me a shout. I really appreciate it. You take care and have a good evening. WIMG 48.
WSEA 943 for a radio check.
Sound loud and clear, radio check.
Thank you much.
FBRZX 218, clear.
Loud and clear, Fly Rock. RXQ 888.
WRXM 295 monitoring for radio check.
Yeah, bud, your radio check is great.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm trying out some Mellow Wave Bandit G on my HT. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I'm on my HT as well.
That's funny.
Happy Halloween.
W-5-4-3-8, Smokey, Bala County, Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
WV662, radio set.
QI 430 is about.
Was, but you are barely holding the repeater, and it was way too crappy to understand you.
WRXM 295, station 1 to station 2. Hello? Can you hear me? I can hear myself talking.
Yeah, I hear you. You came in good.
What?
Yeah, you're coming in pretty good. If you're going off Mount Clement, I'm up here. I'm hitting the Flint repeater off my,
Andrew.
How is your night going? Breaking up just a tad. You might want to try it outside real quick just to see if it comes in a little better.
All right, going outside. Can you hear me a little bit better?
Yeah, you came in really, really clear. So, again, this is WXR, or WRX, 295 Station 1.
All right.
Yeah, I'm new to this. I think you're supposed to say it every once in a while. I think every 15 minutes or so, but just to let everybody know. So you guys went trick-or-treating today? I didn't catch that last part, but I'm not sure if I lost you. But I'll let you go now. I'm going to probably turn the radio off. But anyways, it was cool to reach out to you all the way over here.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you now. Yeah, I think you cut out before. So.
Hello?
Yep, I can hear you, Station 2, but I'm not sure if I'm coming in clear for you. I'm going to give you a call just on the phone, and we'll try to sort it out later maybe.
Yeah, if you're, this is SH34, reaching back out. We're testing a different radio, but you can call on the cell phone. If you look out your left window, you can see that it's slightly cloudy outside, but we're flying over Detroit this time. Over.
So I'll let you go. Happy birthday.
WSGM 94, I'll be mobile and monitoring. WSBM 924 mobile to base. You up?
WRW 601, 445 in Gaylord, are you monitoring?
WRZL 736. Has fireworks on Halloween always been a thing?
WYS 736.
Fireworks? Roger that. I'm out in Farmington, and up until about 2 minutes ago, I was hearing a lot of fireworks. They could be local, I suppose, but yeah, a lot of popping going on. Oh, there was one.
I was over here at 8 Mile Middle Belt.
I could say that it was like coming from one house or something, but 360 is showing them all over the place. WRZL 736.
I'm in near Mount Clemens, and no fireworks anywhere here. And usually 4th of July, they're going off like crazy.
Alright, so what's up with the players dropping the ball out of the end zone when they're about to score? Why do they even want to drop the ball for their end zone? I'm just so confused. Yeah, it's 2959.
That'll drop the garbage man.
Let's hope he takes out the garbage.
WSAJ 949, do you copy? WSAJ 949, do you copy? SAJ949, T, copy.
WSAJ949,
back at you. WSAJ949, back at you. One more time, you woke up.
10-4,
W949J, T-Cup. WSAJ949, do you copy?
WSAJ949, I copy.
WSAJ949, do you copy? WSAJ949, do you copy?
Station out there, 421. Station 421. This is WIUG, wait 8, copy. WSCI 847. WIUG, wait 8, copy.
Again, I didn't get that.
I said I heard that 488 out there, but you're not holding the repeater there.
Location.
I am in New Low Brick coming off the front room.
I got you. So are you on 725
Repeater, correct?
Yes, I am. And I know this watch is not about 25 miles from the repeater.
I see what you're saying. You're about 25 miles from the repeater. That report, that repeater is in the front. I believe it's not. And not the hospital, correct?
For some reason, it's really scratchy. I don't think that repeater likes this wind. It's really, really scratchy.
It could be the weather. It really could be the weather. I don't know exactly, but it's been happening all the time. I don't know what to tell you. How is it by you down there, by the way? Is it by you or no?
Alright, I just wanted to see if this little handy talking here was getting out or not. Thanks for the comeback there. If you have G959, I'm going to be standing by.
Yeah, you're getting out. I don't know how what the antenna you got on that little walkie-talkie. Over.
This is in my garage. I'm using the metal roof as a ground plane, basically. So it's helping a little bit.
The audio is good and everything, and the signal is okay, but you're fading out a little bit. If you have a handheld walkie-talkie, what I suggest to do, you know, get you one of those Nagoya 771G. Nagoya 771G. And you hold your handheld straight up in the air. You should do a good job out that way. Over.
Like I said, my antenna is actually outside on top of my garage. I've got a metal roof garage, so I'm using the garage as a ground plane. And, it's just a little quarter wave, but yeah, the 6 watts are getting 25. I guess I'm...
Are you a little bit fading out, too, anyhow? But anyhow, try your best. And that's all I can tell you. You have a good evening. WIUG, wait 8.
All right there, 488. You have a good night. WITG959, and I'm going to be standing by.
Hey, Jack, if you want to know about where he is, he's probably about 15 miles west of me in Flushing.
Yeah. Well, Dave, how are you doing today?
Very good. It's a good night to be inside talking on the radio. Don't want to be outside. It's starting to get a little chilly out there now.
Tomorrow it's going to drop here to 54 degrees from 70, from 75 all the way to 54. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. Although 54 is not bad for November 1st. I'll take it.
Yeah, it's better from that cold below zero or something like that. Roger?
Yeah, it won't be long. Probably another month or two. We'll be praying for this weather when the snow starts flying.
Did you give enough candy out that way today? Oh, you got a lot of candy.
No, me and the wife, we took off. We had dinner. We haven't had a whole lot of luck with kids around here picking up candy. I think it's because of all the churches around us that they have trunk or treat. And those things are packed. So they don't do much of the going up and down the streets anymore. They kind of go the guaranteed candy.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, well, we had enough here, people. Even people driving golf carts come by and get the candy.
Yeah, there are parts of Flushing where it's packed. We drove through Birch Run and... holy smokes, there are people everywhere. Kids out, people in their garages, you know, they had tables out, all kinds of stuff. It was quite the happening out in Birch Run.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, that is a good sign anyhow for the Halloween. Anyhow, Dave, you take care and you have a good evening. I want to see if Bob out that way or not. WING48.
Sure, Jack. Take care. Nice talking to you again. We'll let some other people get a hold of this frequency and talk on it. WSDD439, Dave from Flushing. We'll be standing on the side.
Station 544, Mr. Wigan, WIUG48, copy. Well, I guess he's not out there. WIUG48, clear.